Hill Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. We've got Michaela and Cassie from the Randolph County Human Service Center. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Not bad.
Good.
Just briefly here before we take a quick break, what are we going to talk about today?
Today we are talking about our 24-hour residential facility for adults with mental illness in Sparta. So I have brought along Cassie. She is our expert on the program. She knows so much about it. And I'm so excited for you guys to learn more.
Let's go ahead and take our break here, and we will come back and talk with Michaela and Cassie from the Human Service Center on the People Speak right after this. And welcome back. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Michaela and Cassie from the Randolph County Human Service Center. And you were mentioning what we were going to be talking about. It's I'll let you describe it.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. So Human Service Center, we have a program called Melmar. It's a 24-hour residential facility for adults with mental illness in Sparta. And today I brought Cassie along with me, and she's going to tell you guys a little bit more about that program, what we do on the day-to-day, what our goals are for our residents, and just a little bit more. So
when you come to the program, or anybody that's accepted into the program, our main goal is incorporating these people back into independent living and back into the community where, you know, they can function at the highest level possible for themselves. Once in the program, the clients work towards personal goals that they create for themselves. They work with the supervisor in our program, Denise, who works with them on a treatment program. And the clients create goals, whether it's they want to increase home care goals or hygiene goals. We work a lot on managing symptoms of their mental health disorders and disabilities. Other things that we work on with them are money management. A lot of times people lose those skills when they come out of the hospitals or the nursing homes. So we work with money management with them, daily health and wellness. They work on skills for advocating for themselves. That's the big thing. Out in the community, you got to be able to, you know, advocate for yourself to get your wants and needs met. We do community integration. We work on appropriate socialization skills, you know, just to name a few. So that's the day-to-day.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you talk a little bit more about the community integration, what you guys do, how you get out in the community, different ways that you help them grow in socialization and becoming a functioning community member?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do, we try to incorporate a lot of community integration. This not only helps them learn about their community and access community-based resources, whether it's Walmart, the banks, the pharmacies, you know, stuff that we don't think of every day as being something that we can't access. Whereas some of these clients, they don't know. So we work on that community integration. We take them into the banks to meet the bank tellers and learn the process of, you know, like I said, again, just stuff that you or I would take advantage of knowing how to do. These clients that come to us have either never been taught or shown how to do it or know how to do it properly. So the community integration is in all business. We do a lot of socialization and community integration. We do a lot of outings. Mm-hmm. That's the fun part of this. we go to Cardinals games. We go to ice cream shops, fishing. My clients currently right now like fishing. We go bowling to flea markets, picnics, and parades. And we also do a lot of fundraisers. We're a non-for-profit. Mm-hmm. So we like to support other places and do fundraisers, fish fries, spaghetti dinners, you know, just anything to get out into the community and socialize and learn about other people and, you know, just to get that sense of being part of a community. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these clients are isolative or a lot of times they say they're recluse or introverted. Mm-hmm. So any time to get out into the community and socialize and just learn those skills about being around other people is what we try to do on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's so good. And it's so fun to watch them grow individually. And I love how you mentioned at the beginning how it's very unique to each person.
Yes.
With their case and their goal, their unique goals and the things that they want to work on and grow and learn. And so it's really cool to watch them grow in that individually and become more independent.
Right. It is all individualized. Yeah. What works for one person isn't going to work for the other person. Mm-hmm. So everything is individualized, whether it's the 18-year-old that comes into the program or the 70-year-old that comes into the program. It's all based upon that person's individual needs and abilities. Mm-hmm. So
each person's different.
Everybody's different. That's right. Everybody has different qualities and different goals for themselves. So
yeah, it's great.
Actually, I'm kind of letting you lead on this because you know a little bit more about, you know, I mean, but I guess what qualifies someone for the program.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about eligibility. Cassie, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so for eligibility, the person must be 18 years of age or older and meet the eligibility and have an appropriate diagnosis for the program. Individuals can be admitted into the program based on the availability of housing, finances, and the determination that the Human Service Center Melmar program will be able to meet the needs of that person seeking admission. This program isn't meant for everybody, so that's why we do the eligibility requirements and the you know, all the steps that we go through to make sure that you're right for our program and our program is right for you.
What about location? Where individuals are, do they have to live in Illinois? Do they have to be in Southern Illinois? Where can they come from?
I am pretty sure that we take people from anywhere. We mm-hmm. nursing homes, hospitals, other programs. I currently don't think that we've had any come in from other states right now, mm-hmm. but I don't think that's a deterrent upon eligibility.
Right. And do they have to be a Human Service Center client in order to receive services from Melmar?
No, they don't.
Awesome.
Okay. Trying to think. Well, I'll tell you what, while I'm doing that, let's go ahead and take our next break here. And then we will come back and talk some more with Michaela and Cassie here on the People Speak right after this. Welcome back. And today, talking with Michaela and Cassie from the Randolph County Human Service Center, and talking about exactly now what it was.
Our Melmar program. Our Melmar program in Sparta. And we're just telling you guys a little bit more about it, a little bit more in depth, and the goals that we help our residents reach. And now we're going to tell you guys a little bit about our admissions process, what requirements an individual has to have to be admitted into the program, mm-hmm. And some referrals and things like that.
Yeah. So again, for admittance into the program, like I said, you know, 18 years of age or older, we'll take anybody 18 up to 70, 80 years old, with an appropriate diagnosis for the program. Again, it's based on availability of housing, finances, and basically the determination that this program is right for you and can meet your needs. Mm-hmm. There are some people that have different needs that this program isn't right for. So that's why we go through the process, and it's a lengthy process, mm-hmm. but we do try to, I'm trying to think of the word here, help everybody that comes to us and provide them with the services that they need. If our program can't provide the services, we will absolutely resource you out to our counselors, our therapists. Yeah. We have a day program that, you know, we can refer to. So mm-hmm.
Can you just expand a little bit on the admissions, on what that looks like and what kind of steps somebody might take in order to become part of the program?
So for admission, we take referrals. We take referrals from the general layperson. It could be a mom or dad worried about a son or daughter, niece or nephew. Mm-hmm. You know, a layperson in the community can say, hey, My 21-year-old son is experiencing this. I think this program would be great. So you can call one of our offices. We can get phone numbers available to whoever need them. Mm-hmm. And say, hey, this person could benefit from a program like this. Other referrals come from hospitals, nursing homes, other programs. You can walk into any of our offices and say, hey, I need help.
Yeah.
And whether it's for our program or other services, we will help you, mm-hmm. hook you up with whatever you need. Yeah. So it is a lengthy process. It doesn't happen overnight. You can't call and say, hey, I need a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
So the sooner you feel that you need those services, call us.
Yeah.
We'll get you on the right track, whether it's with our program or some other service within the community. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Can you take us through a day in the life at Melmar? What does that look like? Or a weekend or just a fun day?
So I'm going to go with the weekends because weekends are like great for everybody. You know, it's our downtime. There's not a lot of demand.
Yeah.
That's our activity time. We try to stay active. We try to do that socialization and community integration. Mm. Last weekend, one of our staff took the clients to Randolph County Lake.
Mm.
Barbecued. It was nice weather.
It was really nice weather last weekend.
Yeah. And we got to take into consideration, some of our clients have never been to, you know, for us in Randolph County, we've seen that lake.
Right.
You know, some of these people have never been to locations like this.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer we went to the Spillway. I mean, that was like the biggest waterfall that some of these guys have ever seen. They were just amazed by it. We do a lot of things that whether they didn't have the means to do this before, now they do. And they're just, you know, at 21, 22 years old, they're experiencing things that you or I may have done when we were 10.
Yeah.
So they're getting that life experience now with us in the program that they didn't get before. Yeah. So it's exciting to see their faces light up, you know, to see a smile a mile long of somebody seeing the lake for the first time or throwing a fishing rod out for the first time. So it's to see them excited to be in the program and to do things. Some of them have never thought they would be able to do this stuff.
Yeah.
And here they are in this program doing those things. So it's really exciting for staff and to see that with them, the excitement that they get out of stuff that we would probably take advantage of day to day.
Yeah, it's so rewarding and so awesome. Can you take us through a weekday in the life when it comes to appointments and counseling appointments or anything like that? What's that look like?
Yeah, so the weekdays are more business. We will staff provide the services to get all the clients to their needed appointments, whether it's a primary care appointment, psychiatric appointment. If you need to go to the dentist, we provide or help find the transportation for you.
Mm-hmm.
We link you with counseling and therapy services. We work with you on your shopping. We'll take you to the grocery store on your individual day. So Monday through Friday is really, really the business aspect of the program. It could be anything from, you know, like I said, any appointment to if there's nothing going on a Wednesday, we might just pack up and go to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
So that's the fun part. We take our priorities, our appointments, and the necessities and do them first. And then if we want to go and have a treat in the middle of the week, we get to. So
yeah, that's awesome. Can you tell everybody a little bit about the culture of the program, the relationships that are built, you know, the bonding that happens between residents and the friendships that they make?
So a lot of our clients come to us with either no family resources or friends. They come to us with basically nothing. So while in the program, almost all of our clients have roommates.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they get that bond with their roommate and that friendship. But they also develop a relationship with the staff where, you know, we – As them being individuals, we know their individual needs, their ins and outs, you know, and we encourage them to get out into the community and make friends outside the program because that's in real life when they're living independently, they're not going to have staff there with them 24/7.
Yeah.
So we want them to make that friendship outside of the program. Mm-hmm. So anytime it's like, you know, let's take a walk, let's go meet the neighbors down the road, let's go anywhere and try to reach out to others to make that. Everybody wants to have a friend.
Connections. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wants that connection of calling somebody when they're down or because like I said, some of the clients that come to our program literally have nobody. So it's always nice that when they do make that connection, whether it's with staff or people in the community. So,
and just realizing that they're even capable of doing that, that right. they and gaining the confidence to go out and build those relationships and friendships right. is really very cool. We're talking a lot about the program. How long is the program? I don't think we've mentioned that or what our goal is in order to not keep them forever.
So the when you come into the program or persons that come into the program, the goal is 18 to 24 months. And that is ideally, you know, in 24 months, we're hoping that you have gained or the persons have gained the skills, the knowledge that they need to live independently. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, we like you, but we don't want to keep you forever.
Yeah, we love you, but yeah, we want to see you fly.
we want you to spread your wings and fly. Yeah. So ideally, it's 18 to 24 months. There is potential that clients can move forward in the program and be out before that time, which is great. That's progress. We want progress. Mm-hmm. So the potential to move forward at a faster pace is possible. And in some circumstances, some clients require an extended stay based on their progress. The goal is 2 years or less, and then we transfer to a more independent living. At the two-year mark, no, we don't, you know, throw you out on the streets by any means. We work with you until you are confident in your skills to live independently. So,
is just kind of toss this in real quickly here. A lot of people, I mean, are they hesitant to look into the program because of the stigmas associated with mental health?
You know, I absolutely believe so. There is a major stigma on mental health, and that's something in the years that I've been with this program that, you know, when you see things on TV, the crazy person, the people that are in this program aren't what you see on TV. These are some of the most wonderful people that you could ever meet, and they just need help that they're not getting or they can't get from their homes. Or I have never once in the 2.5 years that I've been with this program ever been in fear for my life. These guys would give the shirt off their backs to you. I have one client that would probably even give me his shoes if I asked him. So when you talk about mental health, people automatically go to the movies where so-and-so is walking down the street with a gun or a knife, and that is absolutely it's just a horrible stigma on mental health. So,
yeah. So for people who are listening right now, businesses or individuals that are wanting to get involved, what are some ways? So we talked a little bit about tours and stuff like that. So what's one way for a business to get involved with Melmar, maybe having the residents come and tour their facility?
Reach out to us. We can get phone numbers out to the community. We do email. We do, we're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So any form of contact, I mean, you could walk into my office or the Redbud office and we can figure things out from there. I mean, we're very accessible. My program is 24 hours a day. So if you call at 3 o'clock in the morning,
we're there.
I will answer. And then if I can't help at that time, I can pass you along to somebody else. So
awesome.
All right. Well, looks like we're out of time, but Michaela, Cassie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
And again, they can contact for more information.
Yeah, you can contact Human Service Center at 618-282-6233.
All right. That'll wrap things up today. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.